Ja, herzlich willkommen an einem sonnigen Tag im Haus der Kulturen der Welt zur diesjährigen Verleihung des internationalen.
Good afternoon on this lovely sunny day to this year's award ceremony for the International Literature Prize and the Award for Translated Contemporary Literatures. We're celebrating the shortlist and having the award ceremony. I'd like to welcome all of the international and national authors and their translators who come to join us, Johannes Anyuru and Paul Belt. Johanna Bator and Lisa Palmes. Alexander Ilicevski and Andreas Treka. Shumona Sinha and Leila Muller. And Ivan Vladislavich and Thomas Buchner. Valeria Luzelli and Dagmar Plötz are unfortunately not able to be here with us today, but in their place we'll have authors Laiu Fraser and publisher Anda Kunzmann talking about Luzelli's novel. I'd also like to welcome all of the jury members, Leila Chama, Michael Kruger, Marco Martin, Sabina Peschel, Jörg Platt, Iris Radish and Sabina Scholl.
Sie haben diesen Tag aber auch.
They've played a key part in organizing this event today, and indeed the entire prize process. I'd also especially like to thank the sponsor of this prize, Jan Slovak. Thanks to his involvement and commitment, we're able to award this prize for the 8th time now. Our continuous cooperation has meant that this prize has become a firm fixture in the international literature scene. Thank you.
Einen Tag nach dem Brexit.
One day after the Brexit, this event could actually be viewed as our reaction to the events in the UK and indeed in Europe. The Brexit is an attempt to reintroduce borders, to strengthen national identities. Right from the outset, our prize, however, has had the key insight that literature cannot be conceived in national concepts, but rather it moves within the frame of transnational discourses and economies. For despite the fact that book markets function within a national frame, literature is shaped by migration and is thus permeated by international linguistic styles and movements. And this prize, which is explicitly a prize for translated contemporary literature, works on the premise, drawing from these reflections, that literature is something which is made, produced, constructed, and translators play a key part in this. For the last 8 years, we've been looking into this phenomenon in a whole host of different formats in order to explore movements and dynamics of the ways in which literature is made. That means that the International Literature Prize is not just presenting international literature in general, but specifically titles translated from other languages into German. This year, 171 publishing houses participated in this whole process, sending in translations from 31 languages. And the comment of Mike was from somebody who was on the jury and had to read them all. And we've got a short list now which our jury is involved in. And we'll be looking into their work in more detail in the course of this evening. 6 authors were selected from various different linguistic spheres, all of whom have grown up multilingual or have switched languages in the course of their lives. Johannes Anyuru grew up in Sweden. His family moved there from Uganda. Johanna Bator was born in Poland, but has lived in a whole host of different countries across Europe and in the USA and in Japan for a long time. Alexander Ilyachevsky comes from Russia, but has been living in Israel for some time now. And Valeria Luiselli lives in both Mexico and New York. So it'll be fascinating to see how many different languages we will experience indirectly in all of these novels, and how many different worlds of experience are in both the translations and the originals. Now this year, the heading is the extension of the reading zone, and that points to something that has been the hallmark of the Literature Prize right from the outset. It's not enough just to talk about authors as autonomous subjects. Instead, literature is always colored by experiences, by reading other books, by images, and all different kinds of media. Not just about the author as an individual, but also about the translators and publishers and readers. It also means extending the notion of literature to extend from the individual novel to the process of narrating, writing, translating, and reading, and all of it, their ramifications, which enter into an interaction with what we call literature. Over and above the six readings from the original text and the translation, we'll also have conversations on literary material today as well. Literature is something which is produced, which is manufactured. It doesn't just drop out of the skies as a sudden kind of inspiration and fall into your lap just like that. That's nothing new. We've known that at the very latest, since the great novels of classical modernism, which very often present themselves anyway as a kind of compilation of materials. What's particular about the situation today is the changed nature of the material on the one hand, and on the other hand, dynamic interactions between materials and literature. We have special cameras on the tables, and during the conversations on literary material, we'll be looking at text, context, and paratext in the form of notes, parallel readings, research material, research tools, manuscripts with comments in the margins, and indeed images. And the images will be broadcast at a larger scale onto these screens for you, so you can take a peek at the work of the authors and translators. The literary texts represent a kind of process of condensation. They are a palimpsest of various different strata, and the interaction of these can be picked up on in a whole host of different ways by the readers. I'd like to cite three examples to you. The author, Valeria Luiselli, wrote the novel The History of My Teeth, The Story of My Teeth, and the publishing house, in conjunction with workers from the Mexican juice factory, Jumex. Luiselli presented stories to the workers in the form of a serialized novel, and these were then discussed in a kind of a book group. Their conversations then fed as true stories into the next episodes of a fictional serialized novel. But whether this story of the joint production process with the workers is actually true or fictional, that's a question which really remains up to the interpretation of the readers. And that means that there's a tension between the documentary material and the fictionalization, which is typical for the titles that have been nominated and will be addressed in the conversations on literary material. In the novel Dunkel, Fast Nacht by Joanna Bator, it's the translator who's worked with a whole host of different materials to pick up on the specific references of the Polish language. There's all kinds of interesting things on the table for discussion: the skull of a cat, telephone books, images, other novels. And the telephone book is interesting because that was used in the search for parallels to the various different names for cats, which Joanna Bator uses in her novel. Ivan Vladislavsky's novel is almost photographic in nature. Its title is Double Negative, and the very title points to the medium of photography. He addresses the topic of apartheid in South Africa using photographs by the famous South African photographer David Goldblatt. And for the conversation on literary material, he's brought along fascinating, compelling visual material. Double Negative is also interesting because the book has also given rise to an exhibition project, which means it's a kind of metabolic process of translation, transposition, and appropriation of contents and forms manifested in different media. Here, image responds to text and vice versa. Perceptions are transposed into novel form. Reading experiences are transformed into an exhibition format. Iris Radish and Jörg Platt will be moderating one of the material conversations each, and the conversation on literary material will also be moderated by Thomas Böhm. He'll be heading four of those, as a matter of fact. He's one of the pioneers of social reading, a movement from the UK that moves away from the classical idea of a book group or reading circle and makes the process of reading itself a shared practice. He's the ideal person for our conversations on literary material. He was also head of the program of the International Berlin Literary Festival, Literature Festival, and is also the MC of Die Literaturagentin on the RBB radio program. And the overall master of ceremonies today will be Aurélie Morin. She's not just herself a poetry translator, but is also a multilingual agent of literature between France and Germany. She's head of the Berlin Literaturwerkstatt, an experienced event curator, and has published a whole host of different series of books and journals. She will be leading you today through the fascinating packed program. So put yourselves into her trusty hands. I'm fascinated to hear more from our wonderful authors and translators, and I'm particularly keen to see what comes out of the conversations on literary material. And I wish you and all of us a wonderful 8th International Literature Prize. Thank you.